Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors. The Salty Truth by Lila Kaji. This episode is brought to you by LifeGain All-in-One Advanced Nutritional Supplement in the interest of education, awareness, and support. LifeGain Advanced Nutritional Supplement is scientifically formulated to offer beyond everyday nutrition that can support chronic illness. Visit lifegain.co.za for more information. Lila Kaji explains why cancer patients should cut back on salt. Salt is everywhere. It's in your morning toast, your favorite chippies, and that emergency pack of soup in the cupboard. While it adds flavor and is essential for bodily functions, too much salt is like an uninvited guest at your heart's party. It overstays its welcome and causes serious trouble. For cancer patients, heart health is even more crucial. Your body is already fighting on multiple fronts, and excess sodium can add unnecessary strain. So, let's talk salt. What it does, how much you need, and how to cut back without losing flavor. Why is salt a big deal? Salt, or sodium chloride, is the main source of sodium in our diets. Sodium helps muscle move, nerves function, and keeps fluid levels balanced. But too much of it can raise blood pressure, overworking your heart and arteries. Over time, this increases the risk of heart disease, kidney damage, and strokes. For cancer patients, the risks are even higher. Chemotherapy can already weaken the heart, and studies suggest excess sodium can worsen inflammation, something to avoid when managing cancer-related inflammation. Salt and South African food. Let's be real. South Africans love their salt. Whether it's biltong, boerewors, maguinya, that's vet cook for those of you who don't know, or achar, many of our local favorites are packed with sodium. Even everyday foods like bread contribute up to 25% of your daily salt intake. A study in the South African Medical Journal found that the average South African consumes around 7 to 8 grams of salt per day. That's double the recommended amount. How much is too much? Well, the World Health Organization and the American Heart Association recommend 2,300 milligrams or 1 teaspoon per day for the general population, and 1,500 milligrams or 3/4 of a teaspoon per day for people at risk, including cancer patients. How to read food labels. If it says 5% sodium or less per serving, that's low sodium and a great choice. However, if it's 20% or more per serving, that's high sodium and better to avoid it. Taking a few seconds to check labels can make a big difference in managing your sodium intake. So why should cancer patients care about salt? Well, cancer and its treatments already put strain on the heart and kidneys. Too much sodium can worsen this by causing high blood pressure, fluid retention and swelling, and increased inflammation. So cutting back on salt will also help manage bloating and discomfort, and it makes you feel better overall. Here are 6 easy ways to cut back on salt without losing flavor. Flavor first, salt second. Use fresh herbs, garlic, ginger, lemon juice or vinegar instead of salt. Spices like cumin, paprika, and chili flakes add depth without the sodium hit. Watch those sauces. Tomato sauce, soya sauce, and salad dressings are loaded with salt. Opt for low-sodium versions or make your own. Rinse and repeat. Canned foods like beans and vegetables are often preserved with salt. Rinse them under water to remove excess sodium. Reduce salt gradually. If you cut back slowly, your taste buds will adjust and you won't even miss the extra salt after a few weeks. Ditch processed foods. Chips, frozen meals, and processed meats are some of the worst offenders. Stick to fresh whole foods as much as possible. And DIY snacks. Instead of reaching for salty chips, try unsalted nuts, fresh fruit, or homemade popcorn with herbs instead of salt. Final thought. Small dietary changes can make a big impact. For cancer patients, protecting your heart can be just as important as fighting the disease. Being mindful of your salt intake doesn't mean giving up flavor. It's about making smarter choices that support your health. With a few simple swaps, you can enjoy delicious meals while looking after your heart. Your body will feel the difference.